Lagos. What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Ladies and gentlemen, I sure say you know the man with the voice that you can't resist and an impact you can't deny. Oh, now he be the greatest of the greatest of the greatest of the greatest. You.
That almost sounds like a uniform sound you hear every morning on your radio. And that is how you get to know that things are about to get lit up a bit, you know, from a perspective of those who choose to, against all odds, celebrate life. Those who choose to cheers to life. Those who choose to cheers to life, because the truth is, remember, I didn't say cheers to good life or bad life. There's no such thing as that. I'm telling you, life is what it's called. And we cheers to life each and every day on the show. It's called Nigeria's number one most listened to magazine show on radio. And it's on Nigeria's number one station for talk. In fact, the station for the nation right now. And I say that with all sense of responsibility, all sense of belonging. And you can join me in the same quest to continually deliver to you the best of informative, educative, entertaining, and I dare say inspiring radio broadcasts right here on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to what? Lagos! Yes! Yes!
What's up, Lagos, baby? Get set.
Yes! This almost feels like a spiritual exercise every day on radio. And it's just a way we express ourselves to say, hey, let's cheers to life. So, guys, we are indeed going to start the show today with that kind of energy. I need you to call the radio station, scream what's up Lagos, and then say, and let's cheers to life this morning. Yes, I keep repeating that expression because you'll be hearing that every day. In fact, from today moving forward, whenever you call the radio station to scream what's up Lagos, I'm going to say cheers to life, so that you understand that it's not just some madness on radio. It's beyond that, even though it's like some crazy stuff, man. You don't get people to scream on radio, colleagues. But yeah, you need to understand that there's much more to that. It's an exercise. I describe it as an expression of freedom, of peace, of happiness, of joy, of everything good. That's it. It's a time when you let go of the burdens, the worries, and just celebrate life, the ability to breathe. And that's why you go on and say, what's up, Lagos? As strong as you can, to prove to the world that, hey, I'm alive, I'm breathing, and I'm strong, and I'm going to survive in the pandemic, no matter what they says. Not the government, not even the wala on the streets of Lagos, which is one of the things we kickstart the show with, all right? So, guys, I will give you the opportunity to call with this mindset now, with this understanding of the exercise. I want you to call, scream, what's up, Lagos? And then let's cheers to life. And as you tell me what's happening in your neighborhood, as you give me information about which technological innovation you think has impacted your life the most, because today is Wednesday. And if you are a regular on the show, it's the day for Techie Talk. is where we have technology conversation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So today on Techie Talk, we're first of all asking you, which technological innovation has more impact on your life? So as you call me to give me an update of what's happening in your neighborhood, you could also tell me which technological innovation has more impact, with an S, on your life. You know, a lot of people talked about how that it's easy for them to transfer funds and how that they could go to the markets and then get things done very easily without necessarily carrying a gun or go attracting, you know, attention. Whatever you have had and you'd like to share with us, the impact, we'll talk about that. And then at half past the hour of 10, we'll be connecting with a new media consultant, an expert in cryptocurrency. And also, I mean, he's been talking, giving people a whole lot of conversation about that, blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, digital money. And we'll be having John Obidi join us for that conversation. And we'll be looking at, we'll be analyzing, you know, tossing like some words. And this is one of them, and I love it. He said, we'll be analyzing the bullish rise of cryptocurrencies. So guys, you want to stay tuned because you'll be learning something on Techie Talk. And that's not all. We do have the FinTech Corner, where we'll be discussing the topic of, you know, the proliferation of POS services across the country. You say, listen to that, it already tells you. And, you know, so people do not know that it's illegal to sell currency, you know, because if I say this is indirectly selling of currency, they don't do now. You know, from charges to, because we want to know, we'll talk about this, and it's going to be fun. But first, Lagos, let me feel you. You know what I'm saying? Call me up. Scream, what's up, Lagos? And let me just say, cheers to life. And if you hear me say, what's up, Lagos? Wherever you are, you say, cheers to life. Anytime you get to hear the sound, what's up, Lagos? You just say, cheers to life, wherever you are. All right, so let's do it. Let's do it before I start taking the calls. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. That sounds good. All right, guys, let's get into that now. Now that we're ready on the same page, it's time to take you across Lagos as we bring you stories from across the city, the mainland to the island, and every part of the city. You can call me up on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. That's 993 in three places. So you can reach me up via that phone line. It's the magic number. A billion of you can call at the same time. And I'm telling you, it's going to be fun. The first person on the line right now is Ebuka. Chuka Ebuka is calling me from Shomolu. And I'm going to get him coming now. Good morning. What's up?
What's up? What's up? What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Yes!
Cheers, happiness!
Happiness! Absolutely! Oh, Ebuka, how are you doing, man? How is Shomolu this morning?
Collins, as you can see, very calm.
Great.
As always.
As I can see, do I have spiritual eyes? Can I see? Anyway, I can see through your eyes.
You can even see the moon.
I can feel the moon, yes, absolutely, Ebuka. Thank you so much for calling, man. So, yeah, which technological innovation has more impact on your life?
Ooh.
You want to think about that and send me a message? That's okay.
I'll do that.
Great, Ebuka. Thank you so much. The next, we do have Ayo calling from Lekki. Hey, Ayo, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes, yes. Just the life. Just the life.
Yes.
Ayo, how's Lekki this morning? Please tell me. Well, tell me. Talk to me, brother.
Like, it's cool and calm.
Cool and calm. I love yeah. The sound of that. I love it.
People are trying to obey the guidelines of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are doing the right thing. Some people are not doing it.
That's all.
But at least someone go do, go push and they go tomorrow.
That's the spirit, man.
Yes. I just want to thank Nigerians for very, very, very much. That was on Monday. They called me and they credited me with 10,000 naira. I was at one on just a minute.
Yes!
So I said, Nigeria Info, thank you very much. Thank you. I'm very happy.
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much. And also, a very big thank you to Sheriff, to every person, and also to the sponsor.
Yes.
Just a minute.
Don't forget, so, Creditville. Don't forget that. Yes,
thank
very
you very
important.
Much, Creditville. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
God bless
I
you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Ayo.
Bye-bye.
Well, Adegoke is waiting in Lekki, so Ayo, you could just, you know.
What's
Cheers to life, my brother. Wow. Happy New Year to you too. Happy New Month. Oh, the month of love. Aye, aye, aye. It's beautiful. Adegoke. Adegoke.
Ogoke, yes.
How are you doing this morning? Obviously, you feel good.
Yes, I feel good, man. That
That's
screaming
right.
made me feel more better.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Some relief.
Oh!
Yes.
Great.
So, you know one thing that intrigues me about the other arts and you guys in the AOP and all that?
Uh-huh.
The ability to be able to switch moods, emotions. You know, if I ask you some things now, some personal things, you will tell me you have some complaints and some emotional issues.
Yeah,
you know, but when you just get into the studio,
that's
even a new spirit.
Yeah, man.
Into you. So the ability, I want to appreciate you guys. Everyone, even Sheriff, it's not easy coming, waking up very early.
Yeah, so a man in B, Sheriff. I'm a man.
Hey, Loga Sheriff. Yes, so it's not easy.
That's why they call him the stereo maestro.
Yes, that's my tech thing. I'm so addicted to my phone right now.
Okay.
My phone is the main technology, basically.
That has impacted you.
I can do virtually everything online. You don't have to walk around, go. You just be at home, you know, and you are doing stuff. You mentioned cryptocurrency the other time.
Yeah.
And it's making waves.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, those who are wise enough to tap into it right now, quickly.
Before that's right.
It shoots high.
That's right.
Just like Bitcoin. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling, and thank you for also. Cheers to life. Aye, aye, aye. Thank you so much. Well, you heard Ayo, you heard Ebuka, you heard Adegoke, just last caller. Before we get to bring you up to speed to what we're talking about again. All right, first of all, we're giving you an opportunity to be a part of an exercise that inspires, an exercise that gives you an energy you need. You can be in Lagos and you'll be doing Smith Smith. What's smeh smeh, please? Can anyone, smeh smeh, please? What do you understand by smeh? Let me know just going to be speaking, you know, the one that is not in the dictionary now. What is smeh smeh? Can anybody, what does smeh smeh mean? What does it sound to you like? To do what? What?
Sluggish.
You can't. That's like, it's dangerous. That's a dangerous lane to be because that's like you are riding bicycle on the fast lane. That's not enough. On the express, you know your cases. I'm telling you. And then in Lagos. So guys, so you can be part of the broadcast by either calling us to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" and also respond to the question I'm asking you, being a Techie Wednesday, which technological innovation has more impact on your life? That's the question. And then if you like to also let me know what's happening in your neighborhood, actually, you should tell me what's going on with you in your neighborhood, especially with regards to the COVID-19 observance. First of all, the PTF told us about the local government who shouldn't go to, and of course you heard that a number of them in Lagos are we're on that list, and need I remind you of that again so that you remember that in the midst of all these things we're still dealing with COVID-19, which we would not ignore, rather we would talk about it until each and every one of us can make sure that all of us are safe as we go about our daily activities right here in the streets of Lagos, in Nigeria, wherever you find yourself. That's exactly what we're talking about. And yes, those local governments, of course, across the 22 local governments in Nigeria that you should avoid. You know, the Presidential Task Force on COVID-19 gave the warnings to Nigerians yesterday. We talked about that. And you know that Lagos, Etiosa, in Ikeja, Koshofe, Lagos mainland, where the local governments mentioned. So I just need to remind you that that was on. Now you heard the number of cases we had, the number of deaths. You heard it in the news just a while ago. Some guy called Collins read the news and he told you that we do have in the country 133,552 cases of COVID-19. So yes, I would love you to give me information about, COVID-19 observance, the protocol observance in your neighborhood. Well, let me not keep Duro Jayes on the line from Bariga. What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life! Cheers to life! Yes! Oh my. Duro Jayes, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. It's wonderful.
I'm happy.
Please,
I'm hearing somebody wants... Please, don't give that person the mic to talk, please. Everybody must talk.
Okay, this person is about to talk.
Okay, let's...
What?
Yes! Cheers to life! Oh my. How sweet it is for one to just express themselves. I just say it. Oh, I love it here. Thank you so much, Duro Jayes. What's going on in Bariga?
The program is wonderful.
Thank you.
It is a healing program.
Uh-huh. Oh, good.
You have been healing, you have been changing life, you have been changing people from depression to feeling good. I've been doing wonderful things with this program.
Thank you.
Man. Many people are depressed, but when you tune into this program, man, your mood is going to change. You forgot about your sorrow and everything you've been thinking about. But thank you for this wonderful program.
Wow.
About the COVID,
yes.
Many people know they comply.
Yeah,
I know they go outside, but I spend most time at home. I only go out maybe once in a week, twice in a week.
Yeah.
But when you look around, there are even some group of grown-up men. They will gather together.
They don't care.
Women, they don't even wear face masks and the rest. They even be shouting there is no corona. Government are using it to lose money. I just like...
I wonder.
You won't be deceiving themselves because of me. That is just the logic. I just let people know that, okay, if you're doubting this, okay, let's take a trip to IDH in Yaba.
Oh-ho.
All views on me.
You see people struggle for the gas for air. This one we're using to shout, what's up, Lagos? People are looking for it.
They can't even shout.
They can't.
They cannot even shout, what's up, Lagos?
Because uh-huh.
Somebody that is struggling with ventilator in their nose, how would they be able to shout, what's up, Lagos?
Aha. So we keep talking. Thank you so much I love the way you put it. And I appreciate the lady too. Shout out to both of you. And thank you. What's her name?
Her name is Esther.
All right, Esther and Duro Jayes, thank you so much for making this fun radio this morning. God bless you. Cheers to life. Oh, my. I have Oluwa Femi from Apapa. Hey, Oluwa Femi, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Oluwa Femi, are you there? Can you hear me? Ooh la la. Oluwa Femi is not hearing me. Hello? Oluwa Femi, hello. Oluwa Femi, that's Don't Leave Me. It's the biggest Don't Leave Me.
No.
It's Don't Leave Me.
It's not. You keep on forcing Don't Leave Me. I'm not going to award it to you.
Wait, nah. See,
come
let's
stronger.
Let's try
it. I will award it to you.
Listen, no, it's just Don't Leave Me. It's Yoruba Don't Leave Me.
It's your...
Wait, let me explain it. Someone who's Yoruba will understand this.
Okay.
So, the name of that caller again, remind me. Oluwa Femi. Good. Oluwa Femi called. I picked it. I said hello. He did not respond. Kolo. I say Oluwa Femi, hello.
Is that it?
She can't get it. It's Don't Leave Me. It's Don't Leave Me. I'm telling you.
Evil comfort is like, nope.
No, she can't get it. But Lovett is calling from Ebaudan. Wow. Hi, Lovett. calling from Ibadan. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Where is my What's Up Lagos? What's Up Lagos first?
I'm calling from Ibadan.
Ah, but there's a rule. You must say What's Up Lagos before you talk.
Okay, yes. What's Up Lagos?
Great, great. How is Ibadan this morning?
Very fine, very fine.
Great, fantastic. Good to hear you, man. Are people complying to the COVID-19 protocol? Are people wearing masks in Ibadan?
No. Just on selected areas in Ibadan. I guess when they have to go to places like bank, the mall. But aside from that, on the street, everybody's just doing their thing.
Normal life.
Yes. And even at the main registration center, that place is worse. We have people just clustering together. Everybody's pushing without nose masks and all of that. Okay. And it's really bad.
Oh, great. So I think we should make it a regular to get information from that city, because the truth is Ibadan and Lagos are connected in many ways. So if we have to be careful. We should be worried about what's happening in Ibadan and in Ogun State, because they are connected. They're neighboring states. So we'll talk more. We'll get to hear from you more from time to time. But thank you so much for calling the radio station. Well, guys, we have to go on a break right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll get back to the calls, still trying to connect so we can start the conversation on analyzing the bullish rise of cryptocurrencies with John Obidi on Techie Talk today. Make known that we're trying to get that connection right now. Just trying to expect that Tunde makes that happen as soon as possible. But in the meantime, let me take more of your calls for those who like to answer the question and also give me an update of what's happening in the neighborhood. Before that break, we heard a call from a lady from Ibadan. That's Lovett from Ibadan. If the same Lovett I know, that would be great to know that she actually did call from IB City. And she was giving reports of how that in IB, well, people are not observing social distancing, and it looks as if it's only when they're going to places like markets or places like in the church. And I'm worried about that, because a lot of movements, goods, services, people, individuals, colleagues, what are you saying? Yes, things move from Lagos to Ibadan, Ibadan to Lagos on a daily basis. Lagos Ibadan Expressway is what? I know that it's the busiest route in Africa. I've heard that before, and I want to believe it's true. It has to be the busiest, the most used road in Africa, because that's what links the rest of Nigeria to themselves. And we should be worried that what's happening in Ogun State, what's happening in Ibadan. And I don't know if you're worried too, but trust me, I went to those cities recently, to those states recently, and what I saw was like, I was like a mumu wearing face masks. I was like a mumu saying social distance. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Cheers to life!
Cheers
to life! Cheers to life!
Yes. NGO on the line.
Hey, NGO.
NGO from Orile.
NGO. How's Orile this morning? Good to have you.
I'm highly delighted. I've been trying online for billions of years. But thank God today I've got you.
Okay. Hey, I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you scaled through.
Yes, I'm so glued to this session every now and then. This session keeps me going throughout the whole day. You are your team.
Thank you.
In fact, you always make my day.
Uh-huh.
You always make my day.
Thank you.
So, in fact, most of the information I get from this station.
Wow.
In fact, I'm very, very happy. I'm very, very happy.
I'm happy to hear that. Happy. Thank you.
My regards to all your teams.
Okay.
I pray that the good Lord will continue to strengthen their hands.
Amen.
People like us, they keep us informed, they keep us educated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of us like these that are...
We make you go mad on radio, like, you know, screaming.
Well, I'm very, very grateful. I'm very, very grateful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
I'm so
NGO from Orile.
NGO from Orile, What's up, Lagos?
Just the light. Just the light. Yes. Darlington from Ojo Axis joins now. Hello, Darlington.
I didn't say Ojo. I call Ojo.
Oh, Akonwojo exists. You know, there's joy in it now. Nah, pardon us. There's joy in the matter. Akonwojo. How's Akonwojo this morning? By the way, where's your What's Up Lagos, huh?
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Everybody saying, what's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Everybody saying, what's up, Lagos?
Okay, it was Goss. What's up, Lagos? Chest to life. Oh, my, oh, my. Good to darling.
Collins.
Wow, that was...
Collins.
Yes, sir.
If you know what you do to people like us, I called my friend now, one big man.
Okay.
He was sad. He said, just now, he received two different news of two of his friends who just died. That means no more energy in them.
Yeah.
No more life in them. They can no longer scream. The body is just there lying low. The world cannot feel them. They cannot encourage anybody, just like Collins is doing this morning. We have every cause to thank God.
That's right.
Collins, what is happening in my area for me now is joy. Joy that I have seen to again another day.
Yes.
While others are dying that we are not better than. Others are leaving this world.
That's right.
With all the riches, with all the handsomeness, with all the beauty, with all the strength, but we are benefiting from the grace of God.
That's
yet
right.
People are not observing the simple COVID rules. My friend just came out from the center. The same man Jimmy is talking about is my friend. That will be hearing from him. I spoke with him all through when he was there until he was discharged.
That's right.
Collins, we have every cause to be grateful to God.
That's right. That's
that
right.
We are alive today, but we must not take any of these things for granted.
That's right. That's right.
As old as I am, I could scream this way is because I have benefited from the favor of God. And may the favor of God continue to be with all of us.
Amen, 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 amen to that. Amen to that. I'm really happy, man. This is like a complete session. Thank you so much, Darlington Sai, for Chief Darlington. Chief Darlington! Why didn't they put Chief in front of it? Imagine, I'm going to call Bros Chief Darling, the daddy Chief Darling. Sorry, sir. Sorry.
Collins, anyways, that lady, she's not a part of us. She's
a new member to the...
Give indoctrination in doctor, please.
Well, we've done that now. Chief Darlington.
Poor Ogogoro for her head.
Ogogoro for money.
Poor Ogogoro for her head, not her mouth, so that she can come lively and scream like Chief Darlington.
Yes, she will. She will. She's with you. Apologies. Thank you so much, Chief Darlington, for speaking with us. God bless you. All right. Oluwafemi from my papa back on deck. Hey, what's up, Lagos? All right, still couldn't hear him. What's up, Lagos? Hello, what's up, Lagos? Ooh la la.
I remember the time when I was college board. No station to listen to. Niger Info came and gave me Collins. Collins gave me what's up, Lagos? What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Thank you. What? How are we doing today? How do you feel?
I'm fine. This is Oluwaseun from Ikorodu.
Great, Oluwaseun. So, which the... Yeah, how's Ikorodu, by the way, first of all?
Ikorodu is really cool this morning.
Okay.
As usual. No protocol being observed.
Wow.
Everybody just do the normal things. And, but I guess everybody's real now, the fact that COVID-19 is real, and we just want to deny and just do our normal things.
Hmm. That's very worrisome, because, you know, we can't afford to take it for granted, right? We cannot.
Okay. Even with the news we get here every day, your planes are inside of the COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate you a lot for calling the radio station. Now, Kunle called LA, is calling back. Kunle from Igondo. Hi, Kunle. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just the life! Just the life! Ay, 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 Kunle! 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 A lot of energy this morning, I'm telling you. I'm almost getting distracted a bit by the fact that I'm trying to connect with my guest, and it's almost turning to a matter.
Oh,
and the thing that worried me small, but, you know, I found out that was a lot of energy, man.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Sorry, I wasn't too prepared. I didn't know you were ready for me.
Yeah, I mean that was more than ready, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So how are you doing? How do you feel?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just cool. Since yesterday I've not been out. I'm having some body aches, but that doesn't stop me from listening to WhatsApp Lagos, man.
Hey, man.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. So this is like the healing corner.
Yeah.
The healing corner.
Sure. Well, calling.
Thank you so much, Kunle, for calling. Let me turn over to Henry from Ikeja. Well, Henry, what's up, Lagos, to you?
What's up?
Yes. Cheers to life. That's right.
Cheers to life. Cheers to life.
Absolutely, man. That's a lot of energy, Henry. How do you feel this morning, Henry?
I'm good. And you?
Great. I mean, never felt better.
You don't know what you're doing to Lagosians, actually. You don't know what you do. You know, so many times when I listen to your program, especially the period that I'm down, like discouraged, looking at challenges, needs, this and that, and I just look. Let me just wait the second time. I know I'll be okay. I just always longing for the period to just listen for. I'm just longing for 10 o'clock. Oh, I just say, Uncle Jimmy, come and do, uncle, please, come and do, uncle. Said Uncle, take care of coming. You're really doing a nice job.
Thank you very much.
Nice,
you know, the whole idea is for you to stay from morning to night listening to the radio station. We know we got serve you several different dishes. You know, from the morning crossfire. You know, you chop small breakfast.
I have my alarm set from 5 o'clock, listening to Kodri. From Kodri and
you now get
Jimmy.
You listen to Bros, Jimmy, Disu. Well, and then you now step down with some madness.
And see Joyce. This is not even good there. You guys are the bomb.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it, Harry.
For President 2023.
Yeah, so I stamped that because I think we'll rule better, I guess. I've said this before, bro. Anyway, Collins, did you say that? Thank you so much, Henry. What a way to get to move into our techie talk for this morning. First of all, we had a challenge connecting with our guests, and we're hoping that this was going on streaming live. And at the same time, we had to make this conversation start. Even if we are going to have just 10 minutes to spend with the man, John Obidi, maybe we should lay the foundation for this conversation today and then take it up the next time we get a chat again. But John Obidi, new media consultant, the coach. He is my personal, I gotta say it, he's my personal mentor. You know, one person I look up to. I mean, I don't look up to so many people, trust me. This one gentleman that I respect and I look up to. So, apart from us talking about value on radio, get to realize that he has impacted on my life. So, if you see things and you say, Colin, is that fella? Yeah, man, I just like the way you, you know, this is one of the guys who have, you know, made that impact. So, John, good to have you join us on the show today. How are you doing, man? You are always...
Thank you.
you're always... Man, you're the way shine, you know, father.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure to be on. You are far too kind.
Absolutely. So, we try to start this conversation on analyzing the bullish rise of cryptocurrencies, you know, and... We'll try to understudy how well the world has embraced the usage of cryptocurrencies to examine, you know, kinds of these currencies and the types that have gained massive usage amongst Nigerians specifically and amongst, and also try to demystify some misconceptions about cryptocurrency. So first of all, let's start from the very last, you know, purpose for this conversation, which is what are those things that are not true, first of all, about cryptocurrency and the entire technology around that cryptocurrency?
Well, first of all, for foundations, so we have to understand why there's been massive adoption and rise in cryptocurrencies lately. And we have to understand where the idea of money even came from. Before the idea of money, human beings exchanged goods and services using what we call the barter system. So if I gave you a cow, you had to give me maybe whatever was equivalent to that in terms of goods and services. Mm-hmm. And then we had the currency system, money. And then people these days are getting tired of the government or financial institutions telling us what should qualify as money.
Yeah.
And so this whole wave of cryptocurrency has come up, and a critical mass of people have agreed to adopt cryptocurrency as a means of exchange for goods and services. And so we have all these cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ripple, Dogecoin, and so on and so forth. And even some of the biggest tech billionaires are coming out in favor of cryptocurrency. You know, Elon Musk changed his bio a couple of days ago to Bitcoin, and everyone was going crazy. Same thing with the CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and a number of other people. So that's what has made cryptocurrency really come out. And the less confidence people have in cryptocurrency, the more confidence that they have on cryptocurrency. So like you said, what are things that are not true?
Yep.
Well, especially in Nigeria, people have to understand that cryptocurrency first is a currency. So it's not like a get-rich-quick scheme. Mm-hmm. There are ways to make money from cryptocurrency, but it is first of all money.
Yeah.
And like all kinds of money, it rises in value and it can fall in value based on a number of indices that people have to learn about.
All right. Great. So we need to go on a break now. We'll call you at the flip side of 11, where we'd have, you know, extensive conversation on this. And we need to get into it because I need you to break it down for the layman's point of view, what this is. Mm. And that's just the best way to lay the foundation. So John Obidi, talk to you right after the break.
Thank you.
All right, guys. What's Up Lagos continues right here. Nigeria's number one for talk. I'm going on a break. I said it already, so you know. I'll be back at the flip side of 11 right after the 1 minute news. And then we'll talk about the bullish rise of cryptocurrencies and everything you need to know. Stay right here on Techie Talk on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Collins. Welcome back. Still, the show continues right here. Nigeria's number one, the Feel Good Radio Show. What's up, Lagos? Well, it's once in a while that you get heavyweights to come on a track at once, but this is one of the biggest that actually rocked the music industry back in the day. It was actually the first time DeBange and Two-Face Libya got on a track. And this is what it sounded like. And it was one of those songs we used to bounce to, really, and we enjoy every beat of it. So, guys, we'll be connecting with John Obidi in just a moment. But first, let's feel good with this feeling good music by DeBange and Two-Face Libya. What's Up Lagos is what's called.
I'm feeling cool, I'm feeling tight. I pay my taxes and it's all right. This is how you feel when you do things right. Some came here to party, some came here to fight. If you champagne pop, we let the music flow. Lose yourself in front of this control. Anyhow we be, where you know, it's official. It's just how we go. I'm not a politician.
magician, no jah, a magician. And people know I'm that's why I do. Not a back and red eyes. Competition on you, bitch, rabba man. You go tell me if them know they dance or where you come from. Saki, competition, I get a million. Dancing, no need no education. Just be the first, move to the right. Bend up your waist and jump like you like, yeah. You dig a town, see it's so easy. Don't need no coach to show you how to put it. Celebration. Show them your FEC. Do it tonight, cause you know you're very busy. I see the people looking at you. Are you one for them? One love in the building. Catch the vibe and get your feeling.
I'm feeling good, I'm feeling tight. Pay my dues,
it's alright.
How we do when you do this right. Some came here to fight.
Champagne popping,
let the music play.
Lose yourself in total control. And you have a big bishop. Carry the road. I'm not a politician, but I'm a magician. I don't know, and that's why I did. Not a back and whether you competition or you be rabba man. You go tell me if them know they dance or where you come from. Saki, competition, I get a million. Dancing, no need, no education. Just move to the right. Bend up your waist and jump like you like, yeah. You dig a town, see it's so easy. Don't need no coach to show you how to do the hype. Celebration, show them your FEC. Do it tonight, cause you know you're very busy. I see the people looking at you. Are you one for their hand? One love in the building. Catch the vibe and get your feeling. I'm feeling tight. I pay my taxes, son, it's alright. This is how you feel when you do things right. Some came here to party, some came here to fight. Take the champagne pop, we let the music flow. Lose yourself in total control. Anyhow we be, well you know. It's official, how we the go.
I'm feeling good, like never before. And the party's jumping, it's on the floor. It's time to dance, you know the score. Everyone to come, to pop some more. I am the government of the people. Yes. By the people, for the people, I'm the people. Yes. This one a democracy, I rep the people. I rep the able, rep the feeble, rep the creeble. Shashashe bere man on bere si so. Shashashe bere man on bere si so. I'm Steve Anja, I'm on la. Nobody me nindo she wabami. I'm feeling good like never before. And the party's jumping, it's on the floor. It's time to dance, we know the score. If you want to drop it down low, go wabami to. Hit me on the dance floor, go wabami to. I am the government of the people. By the people, for the people, I'm the people. This one a democracy, I rep the people. I rep the able, rep the feeble, rep the creeple. Shashashe bere man on bere si so. Shashashe bere man on bere si so. I'm Steve Anja, I'm on la. Nobody me nino di wabambe ejala.
Welcome back, guys. This tells a story of the music industry over the years. This is a jam plus 10, and the message is just right. Shout out to the band. Shout out to Two-Face Adibia, or Two Baba, like it's called right now. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 7 minutes past 11. A good time to get the time check. And you are back to our techie talk. Well, before I went on that break, I talked to John Obidi, and he laid the foundation of our conversation, which is analyzing the bullish rise of cryptocurrency. Now, if you know the show very well, every Wednesday, we bring a lot of talk about technology, and we'll need more 15 minutes. In the next 15 minutes, or next 20 minutes or thereabout, we'll be having a conversation. So I will have 15 more minutes with John Obidi, and then 5 minutes for our cyber security awareness drama, which will be coming up at a quarter past. That's in the next few minutes. So I need to get into connect with John Obidi now, straight up into our concluding part of the conversation right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. What's Up Lagos, what's called the name of the show? It's Nigeria Info 99.3, the station. And, of course, Techie Talk is a segment that you are on right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. Let's get into the conversation. So, now, according to the Federal Trade Commission in the United States of America, now, cryptocurrency is generally referred to as digital money. That means that there are no physical coin or bills. That is, this type of currency typically exists online, all right? It is therefore regarded by some
financial expert as a type of currency that you can transfer to another person without the help of the bank. However, recent researches in the world for cryptocurrency have shown that there are more than 5,100 different, that's 5,100 different types of, cryptocurrencies, which are worth about $231 billion. And in turn, this in turn provides a total of about 52.4 million active cryptocurrency traders. So you need to know this. I'm laying the foundation. Now, the reason, because we're connecting with John Obidi now, the reason I'm laying this foundation is also you understand why this is important. Very, very important. So we'll be connecting with John in the next 5 minutes, all right? In the next 5 minutes, we'll connect with him. But first, we'll go on a break because we need to break this down. It is based on this conversation that we would have to talk about. It's based on this, these facts that I've mentioned. First of all, there are 5,100 different cryptocurrencies and they are worth $231 billion. They are worth much more than what we need to fix Nigeria's power problem. So yes, you remember I spoke to Weba on Monday and he said to fix Nigeria's power problem, what we need is $200 billion. And yes, cryptocurrency is worth much more than what we need to fix the power problem in Nigeria. All right, so now we'll be joined by John Obidi in the next 5 minutes, all right, after the next drama and the drama piece that's coming up in just a moment to get to talk about this topic. So hey, guys, think about the figures I've mentioned and then think about where you want to be in that space and what you think. You have us question as when we get into the conversation, you could also be a part of it. So as you proceed, we'll try to examine, the kinds of cryptocurrencies that have gained the massive usage amongst Nigerians. And there's so many questions to ask, like, I cannot wait to get into that. So stick around. We'll be back with that in just a moment. Also, to remind you quickly that we're much later on our FinTech Corner, we'll talk about the proliferation of POS services across the country. And don't forget, the question of the day is still, which technological innovation has more impact on your life? John Obidi joins us in 4 minutes. So stick around for more on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I was also wondering what a lot of people think generally before we go into bring you that cybersecurity awareness drama brought to you by CyberSafe Foundation with support from partners. But let me find out from the ladies in the studio. I don't know, Jasmine. Jasmine, have you risen crew? Because I know you like money, no doubt.
I
like money. So if you say you don't like money, now you know. I like money a lot. So, you don't reason that way?
See, you know, it's been making waves on Twitter and the internet. And I once told myself that if it was 2 months back, I would have bought so much so that I could double my money. I've been thinking of taking classes and, you know, I've been joining rooms on Clubhouse that have this conversation going on.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Maybe I should, you know, cash out.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, it's almost taking over Clubhouse. A lot of rooms talking about and hold this conversation. But there should be also warnings. There should be red flags. And that's why I cannot wait for the conversation with John Obidi, which comes up in a matter of minutes now. We'll get into it.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
Well, welcome back. It's still What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk, and we are on Techie Talk. There you heard this week's episode of the No-Go Fall MAGA, you know, drama that seeks to sensitize, you know, the public on how to be cyber safe. You know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, even some people now say they're falling victim to say they want to learn about cryptocurrency. Yeah, you know, they get to invest and then they get to expose their very vital information and then the stuff. And that's what the drama seeks to address. And every week on Wednesday at a quarter past 11 on Techie Talk, you get to listen to that right here on Nigeria's number one for talk. Now it's time to switch gears as we bring back to the microphone one of Africa's finest, if not Africa's finest, when it comes to what he does.
and ask how, you know, to teach people how to get there and then drag you and say, okay, this is how to do it. That's the best way to describe John Obidi. And John, welcome back to the conversation. It's good to have you join us on What's Up Lagos on Techie Talk today.
Thank you, Collins. Good to be here.
Yeah, so let's get back to it. Before we went on that break, I did a background I gave the listener a bit of a background on what cryptocurrency is all about, you know, and also some figures. I mentioned some figures, and then just to whet the appetite and get to prepare them to understand what we are talking about here. And remember that we said that we'll be looking to understudy how well the world has embraced the usage of cryptocurrency and also examine, you know, the kinds of cryptocurrencies that have gained massive usage amongst Nigerians and demystify some of the myths or, if you like, misconceptions people have about cryptocurrencies, which is one of the things you mentioned where we went on. So let's get back to the very beginning. So in a layman's term, all right, what is the meaning of cryptocurrency?
Well, cryptocurrency, etymologically, it means cryptographic currency. Mm-hmm. And one of the biggest selling points for cryptocurrency is the fact that you can use it anonymously and doesn't have to be tracked mm-hmm. by mainstream financial institutions. Okay. But you see, the name cryptocurrency gets mixed with other terms like Bitcoin and blockchain, but they're not the same thing, right? Blockchain is the technology on which cryptocurrency is built.
Okay.
And just as the way we have regular forms of currency, mm-hmm. which we call fiat currency, mm-hmm. we have cryptocurrency. Now, just as under fiat currency, we have dollar, we have naira, we have euro, we have rand, we have yen, and so on. Under cryptocurrency, we have Bitcoin, we have Ethereum, mm-hmm. we have Dogecoin, and all the other cryptocurrencies. Okay, so there are multiple cryptocurrencies, just as we have multiple fiat currencies. So sure. Under the cryptocurrency, you can now choose which ones that you want to use. Now, where is the economic opportunity here? Mm-hmm. You know how we have the bureau d'échange and people normally exchange dollar for naira or dollar for euro and so on.
That's
in the same way, you can also exchange Bitcoin for Ethereum or Bitcoin for Ripple and so on, as they are disparities mm-hmm. in value. So in the same way people profit off of the Forex market by selling either naira dollar or dollar euro at the different rates and make a profit, is the same way that people run these exchanges for different cryptocurrencies at the differing values and make a profit. So that's the exact same thing. People have replicated our regular currency system into the cryptocurrency world.
All right, so I'm going to replicate a question that should be asked. If I'm asking you about normal currency that we have, I will ask the same thing. You know, how are cryptocurrencies created or mined, as it were?
Yeah, so how this works is there's a system where you have to solve some mathematical equations, right?
Okay.
And these are done using high-powered computers.
Okay.
So these high-powered computers, this thing that they do is called mining.
Okay.
So they mine them. Now, these things are not so easy to do. They used to be very easy when crypto first came out. You could just get a computer and start mining a lot of cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
But even then, the cryptocurrency wasn't worth much. But now that cryptocurrency is worth a lot, it's not that profitable for one person to buy a computer and start mining. So what they do is that they have what they call mining farms. So in places in Asia, even here in Dubai, they have mining farms. And I saw an article, I think, by The Economist recently about somewhere in the North Pole that is becoming really lucrative for cryptocurrency mining, because cryptocurrency mining requires a lot of power and a lot of cooling requirements. So people have started going up to the North Pole, where it's naturally cold, to run cryptocurrency farms. So that's how cryptocurrency is created. It's done by these mining farms. But these mining farms, in return, also need a lot of power.
And coolness
required to make that happen. Yes.
Okay. Considering the rise, of cryptocurrencies across the globe, how do you think Nigerians can play safely in this space? And by playing safely, it's embodied with a lot of things like how can they benefit? How can they also do it safely? How can they also, use the benefits of this technology for the betterment of our society?
Yeah, so with every new opportunity comes some negatives, in that some people might try to take advantage of the fact that this is new. Mm-hmm. And so some people are going to bring up an appearance of cryptocurrency and get people to invest and just make away with a lot of people's money. So everyone should do their research and consult the experts, all right? In Nigeria, there's going to be a couple of people that, before you make any major decision, you can just ask, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that, right? So what is the opportunity for cryptocurrency? Well, first of all, there's this thing I call the third world fence, and that is this fence that excludes third world nations from fully participating in the global economy. And so someone in the United States might have issues paying money to someone in the third world. Mm-hmm. But with cryptocurrency, that is no problem at all.
Yeah.
Right? So you can receive money anywhere you are. You can send money to anybody and they'll receive it that very hour. Or at most, maybe in a couple of hours, anywhere in the world, and they can use it. So that is the biggest opportunity, that we can cross that third world barrier, receive money from anywhere in the world, send money anywhere in the world. All right, now, for those who want to make money from the opportunity, they would have to educate themselves on how the cryptocurrency market is being traded.
Okay.
The same way that we have Forex markets, where you look at charts, mm-hmm. you look at support and resistance levels, look at trend lines,
mm-hmm.
is the same thing with cryptocurrency. You analyze them on charts, and then with information,
mm-hmm.
know whether to buy or sell. That's for those who want to trade. Mm-hmm. Also, there are those who want to invest for the long term.
Yeah.
And so for the cryptocurrency values will go up and down over mm-hmm. time. But in a long-term period of time, most of this cryptocurrency, the stable ones, will actually rise in value. Mm-hmm. We talk about Bitcoin and Ethereum, all right? Mm-hmm. They may go up and down over the next couple of weeks, but in years to come, they will definitely rise as more people get on board. So these are the opportunities there. But people really need to get educated on how the money is made, so they don't lose money. Another opportunity I almost forgot was in concept. So there are these new cryptocurrencies that come out, and they're ICOs. That's what it's called. ICOs, initial coin offer.
Okay.
So there are these new currencies that come out, and when they just come out, they do what they call an ICO.
Okay.
So when it's an ICO, they sell for very cheap.
Okay.
And so people who get in when it's very cheap mm-hmm. have the potential to make a lot of profit when that coin takes off. So what people do is that they invest in maybe like 5 or more ICOs, hoping that one gives them enough bang for their buck and make them a profit that guarantees the entire investment.
All right, great. We are talking about cryptocurrency. We'll go on a quick break now. We'll return with John Obidi. I have a number of questions for him. If you do have yours, I'll check on WhatsApp and you can call when I get back. This is Techie Talk. We'll be back. Welcome back. John Obidi is still with us, and we are discussing cryptocurrency. I can see that some messages just looking at me. On WhatsApp also, I'll be going into that. But John, let me put this straight up to you now. Which cryptocurrency do you think is best for people to invest in at this point?
Well, I think people have to do the research. There's no one that's the best. They all have their characteristics.
Okay.
Bitcoin, for example, is the one that's growing in massive adoption, but there is an opportunity in other ones. I just saw this morning on the news that I think it was Ethereum that just hit its all-time high, right? So it's going to be. So we have to also understand that even under cryptocurrencies, we have different kinds. We have ones that we call altcoins. Altcoins are the ones that are lesser known but have great potential for growth, right? There's this one called Tron that's been growing of recent. So people just do the research. And Bitcoin, yes, it has massive adoption. So if you want to be able to buy and sell, Bitcoin is great. There's another one called Monero. Monero is used for people who really want anonymous transactions.
Okay.
That one too has potential. But people just need to do their research.
So
they change every day. Mm-hmm. If I say Bitcoin is the best today, tomorrow something will come up.
That's right.
Somebody will tweet something and something else will be the top coin. There's this coin that was created as a joke some years ago in 2013. It's called Dogecoin.
Oh.
They made it as a joke in 2013. But because of the whole thing with the GameStop shares and so on. It just started rising over the past week. It began to rise crazily in value. So these things just happen, and people just have to watch the trends. There's no best one to invest in.
All right.
They all have their different characteristics. They rise and fall, but we all need to just watch the charts, watch the trends, and make informed decisions.
All right, let's turn to Lagos. Lagos is bombarding with questions. Anyway, I need to prepare your mind on that. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, Collins. Good morning to John Obidi. My question is, which cryptocurrency is advisable to invest on? Nuruddin is asking that, and I think you've answered that question in your last comment. So Habib is also asking, can I make money through cryptocurrency? Habib is sending the message from Ikorodu. Habib is asking if he can make money through cryptocurrency. I guess the answer is yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So Mike from Badagry, I'm into cryptocurrency, but my challenge is how to know legit airdrops. Okay. Please, John, how can I know legit airdrops? Please. So he's asking that.
Again, you need to do your research.
Absolutely.
You know, nobody just gives you free cryptocurrency just like that. Some do, but do your research. Most of these drops and most of these airdrops and opportunities have review websites, and check the review websites. What are people saying about this thing? And also know that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay, so what are the drivers of the values of cryptocurrency? It is what you said is what US, what's the economic driver? So, I mean, I think you also explained that, but you want to respond to that?
Well, I wouldn't say it's an economic driver. I think it's more of an ideological or emotional driver. Hmm. So, for example, what is the economic driver for the price of gold?
Oh-ho.
Right? If you think about it, what drives the price of gold is the level of confidence the people have in the regular currency, like the dollar.
Yeah.
So if people have less confidence at that time, if there's less public confidence at that time of dollar, normally gold will increase in value. That's just how it works. It's based on sentiments.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. So Bitcoin, for example, now is the new digital gold. Whenever there's less public confidence in the US dollar, the price of Bitcoin goes up.
All right. Chuku,
just like the price of gold goes up.
All right. Chuku Godwin from Satellite Town. What is the maximum amount one can invest in Ethereum and Bitcoin, and how do I invest? I think maybe you have to get across. Of course, you know how they can. I know there are a lot of questions here. My name is John from Ojo Duberga. I want to know more about DFIs, DEFIs, and how best to invest in. All right, more questions, a lot. Adegoke from Lekki is asking about it. So I'm also into cryptocurrency investment, and there are many people. There are many hype crypto investment programs out there. So you gain some and lose some also. You know, what professional advice would you have for those who want to, you know, cash in on them. Those who want to cash in on them, I guess. Well, a lot of messages are coming in suddenly. So this is like the introductory segment. This is an introductory conversation on cryptocurrency. We'll definitely keep you up to speed on more information on how we can get this, and get to bring experts from time to time, and individuals from time to time who are in the space, like John, to talk to us on how we can get better. So John, let me put this another question for you before we get to see if we can squeeze in the call and then wrap up this conversation as fast as possible. Does investing in cryptocurrency have the potential to get people out of poverty?
Well, like every opportunity, yes, it does. But then again, it depends. It depends. People have to go into it with proper education. Just get on YouTube. There are a lot of YouTube channels that educate for free on how you can properly read the charts. People have to read charts. Like, we have what we call technical analysis, where you can read the charts, see how it goes up and down, read the trend, and you know whether there's an uptrend coming or a downtrend coming. You know whether you are to buy or you are to sell. That's the best way. So yes, it does present an economic opportunity, but when people hear this, they leave out the work that has to be done in educating themselves and just try to go for the economic opportunity. But you see, where there's a chance to gain, there's also a chance to lose. That's the way currency markets work. And so education is paramount. It's number one.
All right, great. I mean, you have said a lot about this, and of course, I think it's that point where we just, you know, wrap up this conversation. This last message here that I'll take say, what's up, Lagos? Collins, cryptocurrency is very lucrative. It's a very lucrative venture, but it is also very risky. Well, like you said, John, some few weeks ago, I invested $20 on cryptocurrency in the Binance and then platform, and then I don't know how, what happened, and I forgot my password. as you know, as I recover the password, now so I lose everything. No shishi. Odikwa risky is what he sent the message to me. Silas from, yes, like you said, that there are also risks, but on all that. Well, thank you so much, John, for speaking with us. I mean, we should have a part two of this conversation. How are our friends, how's the tribe doing? I'm talking about Head Start Africa tribe. How are you doing? How big is the tribe right now?
We're doing great. About 160,000 people now.
That's a lot.
Certainly growing.
Great, certainly.
Thank you.
No doubt. We connect with you again. John Obidi can be found on social media as John Obidi, right?
Yes.
Great. John Obidi, spelled as pronounced. Follow him on social media. You can ask him questions. Of course, you find very useful information on his pages that can help you get better. Thank you, John, for speaking with us. It's always a delight to have you.
My pleasure.
Great
Thanks
day.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it. That's it for the conversation with John Obidi on cryptocurrency today on Techie Talk. That's it. We would move on now to talk about a bit about our FinTech Corner, where we want to talk about the proliferation of what? POS. Do you guys even know that it's a crime? Like, it's a real crime to sell currency, like to sell money, to sell Nigerian money. Like, say you're selling money, you know, so it's stylishly. Say, okay, take this one, give me. So what's the difference between, anyways, I just need a few comments on that, and I'll bring Jasmine and to come on board. There's a lot of gist to talk about concerning what's happening in the social media space. So guys, have you noticed that it looks as if it's the only work that exists? Just like shawarma selling. You know, streets around Lagos have turned to shawarma streets all around Lagos. I'm no going to say I just this to that. They waka, they see I'm everywhere. Anyway, that conversation on shawarma, we'll talk about that on Friday. On Friday, we have plans to talk about that. So what you need to do is identify the shawarma streets in your neighborhood, you know. And I want to bring a chef to join us on Friday to talk about what should be in a shawarma. Because I'm very sure most Nigerians right now... I did tell you, Lagosians, what you are eating is not shawarma. I can assure you that. How can shawarma hack pomo? No. Maybe, I don't know. That's why we have a chef to tell us, okay, these are the different types of shawarma. Because I can pomo in shawarma, how? Anyways, on Friday, that'll be the conversation. But let's talk about the proliferation of POS services across the country. Everybody now. Get cash and all that. Yeah, absolutely. So Jasmine is on the line right now. Jasmine is on the mic. Jasmine is right here with us for the social media highlights. And we'll be squeezing, we're going into that now as we speak because no time to check time.
And
while we ask those questions indeed about by the way, let me start with the POS matter. As in, do you think it has been abused? Is it a good thing? Has it been abused?
POS everywhere.
No, some people will say, it has made life easy. But the kind of money that they ask, that's how they want to come up 5K. Person says 500 naira. Is it tight? Yeah. Is it tight? No. Is it tight? Tell me. Is it tight? I want to give you 5K for giving me money, for giving me cash.
I feel like because we're at the era where it's a cashless era where people do not hold physical money.
And they're taking advantage of that.
Do you understand?
Because a lot of people still wait for cash.
Yep, they're taking advantage of it. And I feel it's very unkind because if our banks are taking 19 naira, 17 naira, and you're taking advantage of the fact that you know that the average Lagosian does not have cash on him, right? And you want to do 500, that's scamming. That's a huge scam.
Indirect scamming.
Imagine if you now
and
they
will say that's how we're doing it
for 10 people.
It's just like they do with the same thing. I think it's a mindset thing, right? They do with nose masks. I don't buy nose masks 500 before. I don't buy 1K before. And the guy just say, you know, what happened was the guy first, I was going, we drove in. The guy say, buy a nose mask, buy a nose mask. And they always say, nose max, please. It's not Max. Is it Maximum? It's a nose max. In Lagos, they say, buy a nose mask. Nah. So we didn't answer. We just went in. The person knew that when you get in, then you won't get nose mask. You have to come back. Or by that, you're coming back. You wish. Or in most cases, you say, how much? They'll say 500. You say, no, lie for what? For common nose mask, you go wrong. By the time you come back, the guy will say, I won't kill. Because he knows you cannot go get in without it. We just take advantage of ourselves. So, Jasmine, man, what's happening on the social media space? What is happening on the streets of Twitter?
A lot of things have been happening on Twitter. Yep. We have Elon Musk has been trending for a while.
Okay.
He literally had a room on Clubhouse saying that he would like to leave on Mars the last days of his life. And he says that a lot of people or in the universe and in Earth need to start living on other planets. Mm. And he had conversations with scientists and people from NASA. And he said, they were asking very, very, very intriguing questions and saying that, Elon, like, is it possible to live on Mars? And one of the scientists in NASA said it's not possible.
Okay.
But Elon says he's going to make it possible. In fact, the room was so filled up.
Yes. I got the notification because when I saw they were promoting for last week, they started promoting that Elon Musk conversation. And I was just seeing the notification and I say, oh boy, I just check, oh boy, see how many people they here.
We're
talking about Clubhouse, guys, for those who...
Yes, there was a time he actually logged out of the room and he couldn't enter back to his own room. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the second topic is actually MC Olomo. So MC Olomo...
What's happening to...
So he claimed that MC Olomo just dropped a book.
Okay.
Said...
Why are you laughing? You think he's laughing? You think
it's laughing funny? It's a laughing matter.
You think it's funny? What do you mean?
It's a funny matter.
Okay, let me hear. So he dropped a book.
Yes, MC Oluomo.
MC Oluomo book.
And
okay.
What is going on is that...
So he dropped... What's the title of the book? I mean, I want to know more.
The title of the book is My Service to Humanity.
Okay.
So you see why it's funny?
Yeah, no. I really want to hear more.
So the book has been circulating Twitter and everybody's like, My Service to Humanity. Everybody's like... If you don't know who MC Oluomo is they call him the... I don't want to use... what do I use to describe this guy?
No,
he's like the head of
the
Agbero. Yes, oh shit.
Holy child, so,
you can now see the flip side of my service to humanity and his Agbero work.
But is it today Agberos have become people that are running things in this illegal? You see, who told you? Is it because Agbero can wear suit? And I'm telling you, I can wear Agbada. I'm telling you. So I don't see anything wrong with Luomo's book. I need to read it.
Are you really joking? Okay, well, social media has something to say.
What are they saying?
So
what people say?
We have a couple of tweets. Okay. It said, MC Oluomo wrote a book on my service to humanity. Omo, I'm trying to understand the meaning of humanity since morning. Even my seventh senses failed me this time. I'm not understanding waiting then they do this man like this. Na person papa.
But at least we are running this. We are talking about it today. I don't know if that book we can't sell. That's what I'm looking at. People have written books that we know that they're not supposed to write the book. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not the first time we're getting this. Let's even bring Lagos in and find out. But you know that Elon Musk's part of it, man, that's the most important one I want to do is, you know, are you with him or are you with NASA?
I'm not with NASA. I definitely
would you love Elon to be on Mars?
The thing is that because Elon Musk is such... It's putting it such a high pedestal right now, being the richest man in the world. And, you know, Tesla is doing numbers.
Of course,
like
Tesla.
Crazy numbers, right? So it said that he's going to try it out. He said he's going to explore it and that he's working with his team to actually achieve this. But
first of all, he's made it possible for us to have electric cars.
That's what I was about to say.
So why can't
So I'm not doubting him. But I'm not trusting him because they just found out one of the planets. I don't know whether it's Pluto that
Pluto doesn't exist.
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist anymore. So if you're not finding out planets that we have already named and taught in schools that are really not existing anymore, then how are we now going to say, okay, well, Elon said we should go to Mars and sit down?
But Mars does exist. And you know, scientists claim that it's the closest to Earth. And the idea is that, you know, the further you go, the closer the planets are to the sun. And when you're closer to the sun, it's more dangerous. Or it's colder. It's whatever it is.
It's opposite end.
Somebody discovered Earth. Because
It's livable. Mars is
So would you go with Mars? Would you follow Elon Musk to Mars?
Would
you buy land on Mars?
Never.
You will?
No, I don't know. No. I think Elon is just setting us up for danger.
One of our D2 guys is here. One of the top guys. I mean, he is, you know, he's many things in one, you know, from graphics to everything. So say hi to Lagos. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't tell them your name. Okay. Chance a good life, by the way.
Thank you.
So you have to tell them your name and you answer my question.
My name is Iwuji Samuel.
Okay, Samuel, would you buy land in Mars?
15 hectares.
You believe to live there? You're scared of aliens.
We even have aliens.
Have you not seen aliens of the Attic? I've not seen it. They could just appear like aliens of the Attic. All right, Sammy says he will live in Mars. I don't know about you guys, but Jasmine brought this story here. Elon Musk working on living in Mars.
Yeah, and literally from Twitter, people are literally saying that's a good idea. They're telling him to launch a spaceship in Mars. They're telling him to anchor. A lot of people on Twitter are actually very open to it.
People don't tire of it. They're tired of this world.
I feel like they're open to it because a billionaire just said, oh, I'm going to stay in Mars. These people are not going to follow Elon. Elon is not going to go either.
Anyways, one thing I know for sure is that all the things with the fiction, I'm king of fans of sci-fi. So yes, when I say I'm saying this, all these things we see, if you have seen Contagion, that particular movie that explains exactly what the world is going through right now. In that movie, you will see they were talking about something like coronavirus. And that movie was released in 2012 or some time ago. And that particular movie, like, pretty much talks about all the stories. Go and see the movie again. And then that keeps me thinking, is it that these movies are stylishly telling us what is to come? So I now start thinking, Abi, are we going to have, like, because is there somebody like Thanos somewhere in Mars, you know, or somewhere leading? So, I mean, many things go through my head. I don't know what Lagos thinks, but hey, you can join by sending a message to 0809-597-5805, or you can even call us live. What's up, Lagos? Yes! Cheers to life! Oh my! Good morning. Who do we have? Oh, how are you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm doing great. I'm at Olawa Road in Ikoyi.
Okay, fantastic. So let's talk. Are you following the story? Are you following the gist?
Yeah. Well, I want to talk about the Elon Musk of the thing. I think, if it's possible, I have the money. I want to leave this earth because there is a lot of chaos on this earth right now.
So you want to go to Mars? Mars that you don't know. You don't know what you are going to meet.
Solid, you know what did happen now? May we go chop another life.
God, please.
May we go chop another life. So secondly, I want to talk about number one, I've been launching a book.
Okay.
So, you see, one thing I just noticed is that in Nigeria, anything is possible.
Quite.
Even Babalawo can wake up tomorrow and launch a book.
Quite.
So, anything is possible. For MC Oluomotu, he wrote a book.
Even driver, bus driver tomorrow can launch a book. This is their number one agbero. Can launch a book. Nothing is. That's why Lagos and Nigeria is a home of possibility. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible. All right. Wow. But why are people finding it difficult to just believe that a gentleman? Is it, does agbero-ness take over? You know, okay, you are saying that you cannot have sense as an agbero.
Collins,
what? You cannot
capping.
Write book?
You are capping. Have you heard this man? Have you seen this man? Even the title of the book is
annoying. I'm what if it's written in Yoruba? What's up, Lagos?
If it was written in Yoruba, it would have been better.
What's up?
Service to humanity.
Yes. Hey, what's up? Chester Life, Chester Life.
Yeah.
Who do we have this morning?
It's Wise. I'm calling from John Isaac.
Oh, great to have you. Let's talk, man. Two matters on ground.
Yeah, it's matter how to you.
So, will you go to Mars?
Me, I was actually living in Mars. I wouldn't think about it twice. You know, we are Nigerians. Everybody wants to get out of Nigeria.
After watching
Adeoye Fajeong YouTube video last night saying I'll travel for experience purpose. So I want to leave now, I want to go out.
So even if it's mass, we'll go.
Even if anywhere. You say, you know, but as long as there is life and we'll do it, they will not die. There we'll go.
Oh boy. Oh man, that's unfair. But let's talk. How about the Oluomo book?
Do Nigerians actually hear the guy speak during the time they said during the Entrance period? Entrance period that they said people were actually accusing him. Did you watch the video you released on Instagram?
Was a video.
But they are ghost writers. What if he got the ghost writer and explained the story?
Oh, he has a PA. His PA is only doing the job. I think the guy is just doing a good job anyway. Oh,
so why is it not be a big deal then? I mean, anybody can write a book.
That's what I see, my brother.
Thank you
so
much.
A good job.
Appreciate you. Thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah. God bless you. You too. All right, one more call. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, man?
Cheers to life! Yes! Yes! You made it! Good morning!
Good morning!
Who do we have this morning?
Engineer Joseph,
you're welcome. I love the excitement. You are the last caller. That means you are going to play just a minute. You are playing just a minute. Are you ready for that?
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, first of all, let me get your contribution on the matter on ground.
Okay. The Martin. I'm not ready for now.
I like this guy.
I want people to go there and I will hear their story.
Uh-huh.
And I will decide to go or not.
Oh my, this is a typical smart. All right.
On MC Lomo, that book, I will buy it. I will read it. It will be an
inspiration, yes.
Let me even know what he's talking about. Let me know where he's coming from. Let's read it. Other books are also, you can't judge a book by the cover. Let's go in deep, let's go deep down and know what the guy is talking about. Maybe we can learn one or two things from there.
All right.
You know, I can tell.
All right.
We call him Agbero.
But you never know.
He's more than that.
That's right.
Yes, he is actually.
One thing I'm saying is that we're touting Agbero. I say, we have had people in all around the world who have left the prison to become presidents.
Absolutely.
There's nothing more demeaning than being in a Nigerian prison or any African prison. If you go there, you now know that to go prison, come back. Not be biscuit. Anyways, thank you so much. So we'll play just a minute now. Powered by Creditville. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Or your time starts right now. Let's play just a minute on What's Up Lagos. Your first question is, what was my topic today at 10:30 on Techie Talk?
About cryptocurrency.
That's right. Analyzing the bullish rise of cryptocurrency. Who was my guest?
Hold on.
You just keep?
Yes, keep.
All right, cool. We're going to skip that one. Now, mention 5 female OAPs on Nigeria Info.
Female OAPs on Okay, we have President Sandra.
Okay.
We have the guy, Wimma.
Okay.
Then we have the lady that is the news, okay, let me just mention that, and the lady that presents football with the gang. We call her the... Oh my God.
You just blew the 10K opportunity. Let's hope that you had 1.5 questions. We'll make you the winner today.
Okay.
Thank you so much. What's your name again? Let's get your name correctly.
Opara Efebejo.
Yes, so, all right, great. So once you get your name now and they get your number, just in case you eventually become the winner. That's it on the show. Someone said, what's up, Lagos? The truth of the matter is that we're not alone. The sci-fi we're seeing gradually getting to us, to happen to us. Now, he thinks that we are not alone on this earth. What if aliens are planning all these years to come and take over Earth? I don't know. Better join Elon Musk's. Well, Jasmine, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yes, on social media, she's Jasmine Roy.
Yes, that is JAZMINEROY_.
And that's how easy it is to be a part of the show any week, any time of the day. And you can join us from 10. Tomorrow, we'll be here again. It's going to be the day we celebrate the African continent.
Yay!
On the Black Africa Tour. God bless you. God bless Nigeria. Well, I've worked with Tosin Akinride. Shout out to the entire team. Dick Momoare. Not forgetting Comfort, who also supported. And Ruth, who's in school somewhere. She'll be reporting from that site very soon.
I miss Ruth.
My name is Collins. Take care. God bless you. God bless Nigeria.